Hey, 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 closet dwellers and closet busters. It's time for another uncloseted riff and rant. I'm Rick Clemens, the coming out coach, that guy who helps you bring some simplicity to your life so that you can make your big, bold moves, no matter what that closet is that you're trying to break out of. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about hope, the hope of what happens for you when you do step out of your closets to live your life uncloseted. And this was inspired by the past couple of weeks I've been listening to Oprah and Deepak Chopra's newest meditation experience, Hope in Uncertain Times. And it really helped me start to see some new things about my life and how sometimes I can get caught up in, I don't know, the uncertainty of what life can bring us. And even though the world always seems to be kind of an unpredictable place that's filled with a lot of uncertainty, the difference that we can each have when we get into those uncertain spaces is to decide how we want to react and how we want to be in these uncertain times. Because uncertainty doesn't mean that we necessarily have to kind of flounder around in a place of fearfulness and anxiety and depression and all that sort of stuff. Instead, when we allow ourselves to see uncertainty and then create layers of hope and possibility, that's how we can step forward. So I thought today would be a really great time to introduce 10 steps that I try to use when I get into these spaces of, oh my God, I don't know what's going to happen. I got to know what's happening. I need to know where my life is going. These 10 steps actually help me step into a place of hope and possibility. So shall we get to it? All right, let's get started. Number one, acknowledge your strengths. One of the things that I found is the more that I acknowledge what I'm good at and what I bring to the world and the strengths that I have that make me my own unique self in the world, the more enabled I am to be in a space of just pure hope and possibility. Secondly, it is so important, you've heard me talk about this numerous times in different ways on the podcast, is to surround yourself with really supportive people. Cultivate those really awesome relationships, to be around people who are like-minded, who can be your go-to peeps when you're feeling, you know, hopeless. Number three is to continue whatever pleasurable activities inspire you. So for me, it's riding my bike, going to the gym, going wine tasting, which I probably do more than I need to, but it's something that I really enjoy doing. Reading, getting out in nature, doing hikes, working in my yard, spending time with my kids, and of course, being with my husband. These are activities that inspire me. And when we're inspired and we're happy and we're joyful, it's pretty hard to go to a space of hopelessness. Instead, we can go to a place of being very hopeful. Number four is get involved with a cause that really aligns with your soul, that really speaks to your heart. And again, same thing happens. When we are involved in these spaces, a couple things happen for us. It's really hard to be in a hopeless state of mind when we're being of service to others. Secondly, these are places where we can meet people of like mind and really truly help us stay in this positive space of hope and possibility. The other thing I find really helpful is to put myself in some really diverse and unusual situations. When we get into a mundane frame of mind and we're on the hamster wheel of life and every day is the same, it's pretty easy to slip into hopelessness because it's like, okay, nothing is new. Nothing inspires us. But what I find is when I put myself in unusual places doing unusual things, this is what livens up my life. It's what gives me that insight to, oh, wow, this is cool. This is different. And again, I know I keep coming back to this, but when we're doing diverse, unusual, new things, there's really not room for us to be hopeless. The next one that I love is to truly track your thoughts and your feelings around what you're going through, whether it be hopelessness or possibility, but to track these in a journal. I'm not going to talk about this a lot because we've all heard about the power of journaling and what it can do for us. And for some of you, this may not be a good place for you to work, but I find when I can dump out my gray matter onto a piece of paper, all those thoughts and feelings I'm having, I truly can see things through a different lens and can realize all the possibilities that there are in my life. Which leads me to number seven, which is be kind to yourself. Truly take care of yourself. This is so important. what I find is when I'm not taking care of myself, when all my energy is going outwards to others, which is a beautiful thing to do. I love being of service. But if I overdo the service to others and always being there for other people, I don't have time for me. And I have to have time for me to re-energize, to have some quiet time, to kind of go do my own thing so that I can be even better for others. And when I can be better for others by taking care of myself, I find beautiful hope and possibilities in that realm. Number 8 is to reduce the negative intake. Now, the way I do this is I try to, for the most part, stay away from news, except once a day I'll watch the evening news. I try to limit some of the comments that I look at on social media, and I find it as a negativity detox. It's how can I bring positive into my life, you know, those positive possibilities, all the positive energy into my life rather than the negativity. And when I'm doing the positive things in life, I also inspire myself to do number 9, which is take a break and really appreciate the simple things. When was the last time you walked outside and literally stared up at the sky or looked at the stars or held a flower in your hand that you found on a walk? Or smiled at kids playing on a playground. Or look at the magic of a beautiful skyscraper that we humans have found a way to create. I think these appreciation breaks are so powerful, and it helps us see the hope of what can be. And finally, one of the things that I've created that really helps me understand how to be more hopeful is to realize that by me living my life out of my closets, whatever my closets have been, whether it's my sexuality or becoming an entrepreneur or any of these things, by me living my life uncloseted, I make a difference in the world. I become a mirror to other people in the world, and I invite you to realize the same thing. This is number 10, realizing that you make a difference by living your life outside of your closets in the way that only you can do, which then becomes an inspiration to others. It develops hope for humanity, and it creates the beautiful, beautiful realm of possibility. So that's it. 10 ways to create hope in your life, to stay focused, and to realize that hope is not dead. It's actually larger than our imaginations, and its purpose is to extend far beyond our comprehension. That's a quote by Kathy Hobaugh, and I think it's a beautiful way to wrap up the week and say, just keep being hopeful, trust yourself, realize it's simple, be bold, and live your life uncloseted. I'm Rick Clemons, the Coming Out Coach. Hope you have a great weekend, and thanks for listening to another episode of Uncloseted Riffs and Rants, brought to you by the Coming Out Lounge. Take care, everyone. Have a great weekend.